Well, good morning, everybody. Morning. One of the things when you were talking or you were reading in Luke 1, one of the things that I hope you guys recognize when he was reading that this was all about what the Lord could do. I mean, really, that's what it came down to being. I mean, whether Mary was blue collar or whatever she was, one of the things is it was all about what the Lord was doing. I mean, because even with the disciples, even with Mary, yes, she believed and she had that joy. And I mean, praise the Lord. At that same time, you've seen where Mary had her doubts along the way. And you can also see where the Lord had provided for them. And you can, where the angel showed up to Joseph saying, don't put away the wife. Where the men came down when Jesus was born and gave them much provision. Well, they needed that provision to travel. And to go where they needed to go. And you can see that when the Lord had set his plan out, that it was accomplished all the way through to the end. And when the Lord sets his plan out to be accomplished all the way through to the end, guess what? It's going to get accomplished. And Jesus did just that. Now, the thing that kind of highlights to me in that is the Lord's will be done. His plan is set in motion. Now, the opportunity that we have, and where the equation where we fit into that, is that we can be partaker of that plan, partaker of His will. You see a lot of preachers, man, you can just flip it on the radio from radio to radio where you hear, God has a plan for you. God has a perfect plan for you, your own individual prosperity plan. But no, that's not the case at all. Does the Lord provide for His children? Absolutely He does. Absolutely He provides for His children. For His soldiers in Him. Absolutely. But He has a plan. Singular. One plan. And we can choose to get on that plan. I mean, we can choose to be partaker of that plan. Now, I said before, and we were kind of, I remember talking about last week, the mighty men of Israel, and how David was talking about the mighty men of Israel, and where the people that would stand, look, they got to be partaker of that plan. And it was an awesome thing. And you had many stories of each one of those mighty men standing in a very tough, tough place. I mean, it was not a situation that, it's like, man, joy, I am surrounded by mine enemies and they're ready to kill me. Absolutely, utterly destroy me. But yet, instead of fleeing like the other men of Israel did, they stood and the Lord brought a mighty victory. And the key once again in that is who brought a mighty victory? The Lord brought a mighty victory. And see, those were the guys that was able to stand, or those were the guys that was able to partake of that plan. See, it's one thing to sit back and watch others partake of the plan. I mean, that's an awesome thing. Don't hear me wrong. You can do that. And it's joyful to see that. And it's an awesome thing to see. But are you partaking of His plan? That's the big question. Are you standing in that place, willing to trust Him to be a partaker of His plan? See, it's easy to look from the outside, or from the outside looking in and seeing others do it. It's another thing for yourself to do it. And at the times, and you see where the Lord brought a mighty victory. I mean, man, it is like, praise the Lord. That is awesome when you see that mighty victory come to pass. However, that mighty victory of coming to pass sometimes is where you have to stand to actually see that follow through, is a place where it's can be a very scary place. It can be a very tough place to stand in. I mean, I remember where the Lord has done mighty things in my life, but it was in the place of those things that it was actually very uncomfortable. It was very scary. I didn't know how it was going to play out. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know any of these things. And my only option was to run. I mean, I could just run the other direction away from it, and where things, you don't see that victory come to pass when you do that. It just doesn't happen. Or you can stand there and trust the Lord. And that standing there and stepping out in faith can be a very scary, uncomfortable thing at times, because you're going, man, when you go take that step, it's like, I really hope there's solid ground here, because I am just giving it to you, Lord. And then you go and you take that step, and what happens? He brings a mighty, mighty victory. And that's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. But is it that place where you're going to stand? I mean, that's the question. See, we all have free will. We all have free will. Those men that fled, they had free will. One of the things about the one that stood, there still was a mighty victory. And that man that stood actually covered the rest of the Israelites there. Did not mean that by any means it could be a place where, okay, they did not stand. They did flee, but it could be exactly an example for them to learn to stand the next time. Where they said, you know what? He stood. And the Lord brought a mighty victory. So the next time they might stand and the Lord bring a mighty victory. See, where they can be partaker of it as well. See, God's not a respecter of persons. See, it really didn't matter who it was that stood. It wasn't because it was this mighty man of Israel. That was the only one that could stood, that could stand, and that was the only way that was going to play out. No. They all could have stood and been partaker of that. Every single one of them could have. And that goes the same with us. So imagine, if that being the case then, it's so much the case now. Because, see, look, if you can stand in the midst of whatever the case may be, and what I mean by standing is standing confident and strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus and in the gospel, what that can do is provoke others around you to also stand in that grace and grab a hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ and what He can do in their life as well. See, when you go back to the children of Israel, in that place where I was talking about it being uncomfortable, the children of Israel that wandered around the desert, see, they wanted to flee back to Egypt. You know why? Because it was uncomfortable to stand in faith. It was more comfortable for them just to know what was going to happen and how they were going to get fed. And yeah, they were whipped and beat and enslaved and in bondage to man. Yeah, they were in bondage to all of those things. Yet when they got free from that and the Lord showed them His power, He showed them His provision, He showed them everything that they could, that they needed to go stand, yet they chose what? To not. But yet to stand in unbelief. I mean, that's quite frankly why I think it was Zechariah, the mother or the father of John the Baptist there. That's why he was served. Because of what? Unbelief. Was he cast off? No, he wasn't cast off. I mean, he learned quickly. No, his name's John. I mean, he spoke, all right? I mean, he knew without a shadow of a doubt after that. Hey, man. Oh, I believe you, Lord. I believe you. I'm going to believe you, Lord. But it's a no different than that for us. And see, what happens is a lot of times is what were the first generation filled with? They were filled with what? Excuses, left and right. Justification, why they could not take on the promise. They could not grab a hold of the promised land. They're giants over there. They'll destroy us. We are like grasshoppers to them. See, that was their report. And it's so easy for us to do the same thing. It's so easy for us to do the same thing. I've done it. Man, I've got to battle that garbage off constantly. In fact, I'm in situations a lot just in my workplace that are a lot like that. I mean, it's so easy to give heed to the excuses that justify ourselves from not stepping out in faith in what the Lord has us to step out in. It's so easy for us to do that. But if you stand there and you stand in that justification and don't step out in faith, look, you're never going to see that for yourself. The Lord doing a mighty victory right in front of you and in your situation. And see, what happens is, I don't care what you have to say, when it comes down to that not being the case, that you're not walking in that, the problem isn't going to be your husband. It's not going to be your wife. It's not going to be your children. It's not going to be your minister. And it's not going to be the Lord. It's not going to be the Lord. The problem that it will come down to strictly is yourself. See, that's where it all lies. And see, if we can grab a hold of that, and that's where we can come to just be honest with ourselves, see, that's the place where you can receive that grace and that forgiveness and then start walking out in His plan. And where you can see the Lord move mightily. Sometimes I don't want to step out in that because it's scary. But when I do, I turn around and say, praise God, because some of the biggest blessings that has ever happened is me just absolutely stepping out in that faith. And His faith that He's given me, and He brought a mighty, mighty victory. And not only that, I mean, living yourself in that place in that first generation, what makes you think you're going to receive the promise? Look, if we believe Jesus Christ is going to raise us from the dead, and we're going to be caught up in the air, and we're going to go meet Him in the air, what makes us think we're going to have the faith to do that when we can't turn around and believe Him for what's going on with us right now? We're fooling ourselves. See, we're deceiving ourselves. Now, I'm telling you this. I mean, I know this might not be a comfortable message, but it's absolutely necessary for us to really get to know and to understand stand. It's vital for us. And we can trust Him. See, we have been in that place in that first generation. And what I mean by that, where the Lord showed us His power. He showed us His love. You were just testifying of that this morning, Brad. Of how the Lord met you, both of you guys. That's an awesome testimony. Praise God. And I know of many, as I look around the room, it is just a testimony around. And if you have not the testimony, go get it. It's available for you. It really is. But He showed us that. He showed us that. It is time. I'm telling you, folks, it is time to knock out the BS and the excuses and the things that just hinder us from receiving the good things that the Lord has for each and every one of us. And to be a partaker of His plan, His army, and His victory. Remember, the Lord didn't call us to fail. He didn't call us to fail. He didn't put you in that situation because He doesn't like you. He's not the one that probably put you in that situation. But anyways, let's carry on. But He didn't call you to fail, but to succeed. So let's go stand. Let's knock off. Let's get honest with ourselves. Let's repent for just taking heed to all that unbelief and all those excuses and all that garbage that hinders us. See, look, the enemy loves that. See, he loves when you take heed to that. He absolutely loves it. And the reason why that is because it derails you from walking into His victory, to Jesus' victory. That's what it does. It hinders you. And we just have to say no more. Don't take that call anymore. Fight it off. Reach out to Him. Read Psalms. Listen to the prayers of David. You can call upon Him. You can go to Jesus about anything. And get shed of those excuses. My prayers usually start out in a prayer of what? Repentance. But when it's all done, it's a prayer of stepping out forward boldly in what He has. Because, see, it's not about me. It's not. It's never been. It's not been about my strength, how much I believe, how much I unbelieve. No, it's about Him. And it's not about my faith. Praise God, that's a relief. It's about His faith. And it's all about what He's able to do. Man, that is actually a resting place we can stand in. I mean, you've seen it many times. I've seen people, and I remember kind of going through a situation, and it was with Paul and these kinds of things, and I said, man, I don't see how anybody does this without the Lord. I don't see it. I don't see how it is possible for anybody to do this without the Lord. And I remember talking to Steve, and Steve turns around and says, man, that's why it doesn't go well. Because when people do without the Lord, that's how it turns into an utterly mess. And it doesn't go well. But He is available. You have the opportunity. You can make Him your Lord. You can go forward in everything that He has called you to go forward in. You can be successful in what He's called you to be successful in. I know outside of being successful and successful outside of Jesus Christ, it doesn't happen for me. I've tried. It doesn't. I've tried. I am a poster child of screw up in that area, trying to be successful on my own. But I know in Him, there has nothing yet been but victory after victory after victory. And has made my biggest mess ups into a victory and a shining light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now that's available, guys. You know how to do it. I mean, it's laid out there for you to do. He's called every single one of you in this room. Whether you take that calling or not, that's up to you. See, that's a personal choice. That's a choice you make. And I know when you make that choice, and when you see that victory that comes about of it, all you could sit there and say is, praise God. Is praise God. I think we were reading in Psalms the other day, me and the girls, and he was just singing a song unto the Lord. Because He has done marvelous things. Man, you can't help but say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace and your victory. And your love that you have shown me when I did not deserve it. When I so did not deserve it. And it gives others opportunity to have the same thing. Because He's not a respecter of persons. He's not. Yeah, He's got that line of authority. That's for your good, not your harm. So, let's go step out in that victory. Let's go step out and be a part of His plan. Amen. And part of His plan, folks, to the natural, it might not look like victory. It might not look like any of those things. But you don't know just the obedience to Him, what kind of fruit that will bring. Oh man, this whole room right now, and the people that are in it, and the people that have been touched by Jesus Christ in this room, has all been a fruit of one man's obedience unto Jesus Christ. One man's obedience to Jesus Christ. You know, when Steve turned around and said, look, man, if we would all just step out in faith, it could change South Carolina. Look, so we're talking about this room, and not only this room, but other parts of the country where people have been touched by Jesus Christ through one man's obedience. How much the more do we got in this room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And I could have miscounted, who knows. But 18, 16, 15, 20 people stand. So much the more. Amen. And it ain't too bad that you can't do it. You haven't screwed up big enough. I'm here to tell you right now. You have not screwed up big enough. You haven't walked away far enough. To see, the beautiful thing about the Lord is I found myself, it was just like a round ring. Okay? I don't know if you know, guys, know what the round ring, where you train horses. You run them around the ring. You run them around the ring until they come and they submit unto you. That's how this works, man. What I found is just like the round ring, where I go running away from the Lord as fast and as hard as I can, what I didn't realize is that I was in a round ring and boom, 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 came right back to Him. And praise God, I came back right now, right back to him. It didn't kill on the outside, on the other side of the skirt. There's the oven. And that was because people here were yet standing. So, make a choice. Go forward in that. Because there's nothing that can hold you back from that except you. So let's get you out of the way. Amen. Yeah.